Good morning. Today, for our confession of sin, I will be reading from Ephesians 4, beginning in verse 11. And he gave some apostles and some prophets, some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. God has raised up church leaders with many giftings for many purposes within the church, but all serve for one glorious goal, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. But often we err. We fail to live in unity. We fail to keep our eyes on Christ alone. In verse 14, we are instructed that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. Many teachers have risen to popularity in our day who present themselves as true ministers, but are true wolves. Whether they promise wealth and ease or demand poverty and penance, whether they lift up the works of the law or deny any law and presume on grace, we must not be tossed about by these speculations and winds of doctrine. Rather, we are instructed to speak the truth in love, to continue in the gospel of Christ, for in Christ and Christ alone are we unified as a functional and effective body for Christ. Let us pray. Father, we come to you in Christ's name to confess we often fail each other and dishonor the name of Christ. Grant us grace and mercy, for our sins are many. Do not allow us to be tossed about by these winds of doctrine. Keep our eyes on Christ and his glorious gospel. Amen.